Okay, we are talking biz right here on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Jim.
And we got a great show. We are talking biz.
Yeah. Hang on.
It's coming.
We're going for a ride this morning.
We got, if there is any folks out there, other than the new ones that just joined us for the first time this morning, that haven't heard, we've been on the show for what, 9 years now?
About that, yes.
Going on 10 and getting stronger. And the show is brought to us by five main sponsors right now. We got five.
And they are Associated Bank is a sponsor of our program, has been for a number of years, and it's a great place to go for your banking services. We have Epiphany Law. Kevin Iceman and his staff over at Epiphany Law focus just on business law.
Yep.
We also have as a sponsor Albertson Haling CPA firm here in the Valley and up in Green Bay. And they do accounting for small businesses and individuals. And Kurt's pretty busy right now.
Oh, I would imagine. Yeah.
Our fourth and newest sponsor is Lakeview Credit Union. And our guest this morning, Chip Coonan.
Chip Coonan.
We're going to find out what he really does at the credit union this morning. We're going to put him on the spot and find out what he really
does. Well, rumor has that if things don't go well in what he says, he can sing and dance.
Well, they won't be able to see that in the audience, but we'll be able to translate for them and describe what's happening.
No, but he's got his tap shoes on, so
you'll hear him. It'll sound really good. It's got a nice beat to it. And then, of course, we want to thank and acknowledge the Business News for helping to sponsor our program and their biweekly periodical. Right. And for $20 a year, Jim, people can't go wrong buying the Business News.
Exactly, yeah.
I would also like to say that our show benefits the Score chapter every weekend.
Right.
We work hard to promote the Score program or the Score chapter and the Score program. You and I are both Score counselors.
Which you are counselors, yes.
And we want to say that if you are interested in getting some assistance, anyone out there is interested in getting assistance on their business growth, their business startup, or anything, please contact Score at scorefoxcities.com. And if you'd like to secure a session for counseling, go ahead and fill in the application right online. Hit the send button. And probably within a week and a half, someone will be contacting you because we have volunteers.
Let me make one correction to what you said.
We
are no longer counselors. We are mentors.
That's true. It's the new Score.
It's easier to spell, too.
It's the new Score. But the website's the same, scorefoxcities.com. If you'd like a counseling session or a mentoring session, please fill in the application and we'll get to you as quickly as we can.
Okay, and if you want to give us a call this morning, we'd love to hear from you. I'm going to give out the numbers now. I'll give them out again a little later. If you're in Appleton, it's 281-1150, and if you're outside the, if you're in Green Bay, it's 271-1150, and if you're outside the area, call us on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. We will get you right on the air. Okay, we are going to turn things over to Bob Somm. We're going to take a short little break. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
LLC or S Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Haling help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Haling CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Estate planning is not just about money, and it's not just for the wealthy. It's about protecting you during life and protecting your loved ones when you're gone. This is why estate planning isn't just for the rich. It's for everyone. Epiphany Law has expertise in estate planning and can offer a complete plan that avoids probate and can help you maintain control of your assets. Epiphany Law, a boutique law firm offering legal expertise for your family's future. More information is online at epiphanylaw.com.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call. At Lakeview, you'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Okay, we are back talking business right here on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush. And we got a great show for you this morning. We're going to talk about something that I think every small business has an interest in, including non-small businesses.
And a need for. They have a need for what we're going to talk about.
It is
morning.
A commodity yep. that goes up and down and does all kinds of things, right?
It is. And we would like to invite our listeners to call in with any questions. And Joel, good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, Joel. We're glad you're listening.
All right. We are our guests this morning. We brought in a new sponsor. At the news, the change of this radio year.
Right.
And we're glad to have them on board because it gives us another dimension with which to kind of share avenues for people.
And a lot of folks in town know this guy.
And our guest this morning is the infamous Chip Coonan. Chip, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jim and Tony.
Good to have you. Did you bring your cheerleaders along? Is that
no cheerleaders? Just Bob Somm. I brought him along, but he could be a cheerleader.
Careful, he's trouble. He's trouble.
Right. You know, I guess I'll say it's a pleasure for Lakeview to be a sponsor now of the Score Biz Talk Radio Show. You know, we've sponsored or been involved with several Score initiatives. We feel really good about the organization, its mission, and right. where Score seems to be going. And we, you know, of course, try to make referrals as we can for people to see the Score mentors in their preparations.
We may sometimes be a first stop before they come to see
yeah.
you.
And what I like about the Score is it's no cost to the business.
Or good bang for the buck. You definitely get a little...
And there are a lot of good experienced. We have 60 mentors in our chapter, many of them with, like yesterday at the Lenders Luncheon Chip, you met Paul Tillman, who has... a great deal of experience in intellectual properties.
Yeah, yeah.
So if a business owner has a little invention or an idea they'd like to protect, we have a real great resource at Score to help them with that.
We might mention, too, that there were some members from the Oshkosh area who I hadn't met before.
Yes.
I was very impressed with those members of Score.
Yes.
And I've gotten more involved in the Fond du Lac area along with Paul Hunt. So we're
so
expanding.
Chip, what do you do over at Lakeview Credit Union?
Wait, that was my question.
I'm sorry. I got ahead of you.
Well, I know you both want to kind of lead the brigade here, but I'll just, in summary, first let me say again that Lakeview's happy to be a sponsor, and particularly for BizTalk, because having listened to the program, I think it does do a lot to impart knowledge and help to people out there in the business yeah. community or those exactly. looking to start up a business or expand a business. But to answer Tony's question, my role at Lakeview is in the area of business development. I'm VP of business development, so responsibilities include primarily developing new business, both from businesses themselves as well as individuals. And I manage the existing relationships that we have with our members as well, again, right. focusing on the business side. So I really enjoy it, and it allows me to meet a lot of people, to see a lot of people, and be out and about in the community, kind of, you know, feeling the pulse and being able to hopefully help people that are looking for how they can get business credit.
Well, you bring you know, personality, persona to the relationship with a client. Now, you're involved in the area more of business lending, right?
That would be correct.
Okay, all right. And how many branches are there in of Lakeview in the valley here?
We have three branches. We have two in Nina, one on Lake Street, one on Bell Street at the corner of Bell and Commercial. And our newest office, which is where I have my office at, is at the corner of Midway Road and South Oneida, just south of 441. And that's been really a great introduction of a branch for us, because
that's a brand new branch.
It is.
A new building, yeah.
And it really allows me to stretch our business lending and business services, you know, up to that Appleton area in the south side.
Yeah. Chip, what is how long has Capital Credit Union, Lakeview Credit Union, been spending their capital on branches, but how long have they been doing business lending?
Well, I would say...
You don't hear that very often.
No. In earnest, probably 6-7 years. I've been with the credit union about 5 years, maybe a little bit more. And, you know, it's something that you kind of grow into, because you have existing credit union members on the personal side who come and say, well, you know, I'd like to see if I could use you for business services. So you kind of grow into it. Some of it's a factor of size. We're about $100 million asset institution. And so it was a logical extension of who and what we were to meet members' needs. But then when I came on board and with some other consultant help and ramping things up, we really made a stronger commitment in these maybe past 5 years to be serious about business lending and expand our entire line of business services.
Well, in the advertisement during the show, Lakeview states that Visionary Metals was no longer a good fit at their larger bank, but they came over to Lakeview Credit Union. And that happens.
It does happen, and we see that frequently. You know, one of the things about us that I feel, you know, differentiates ourselves or provides a niche for Lakeview, somewhat like a community bank in the sense, although we're a credit union in structure, and I can explain the difference between a credit union and a bank perhaps in a minute, but as a small local institution, you know, we make decisions locally. We have a group of people that are, you know, sitting around a table talking just about every day. There's not a lot of bureaucracy and politics, and I really like the fact that we're close to the community and that we give our members what we feel is, you know, very personal attention, kind of specializing in small to medium-sized businesses.
Well, you don't have to send decision-making to some part of the country that doesn't know this market or this area or really doesn't have a direct relationship with the client.
That's correct. And if people call us, they get us. And we have a call center right in Nina. It's not an 800 number where you might end up in a different city somewhere out of state. So we really take pride in that and, you know, taking care of our members. As a credit union, we're very much about serving members' needs as opposed to satisfying stockholders, which would be more the model of
banking,
the larger commercial banks.
Sure. Now, you had... We talked about, 7 years business lending or that, but your background is strong in, SBA lending prior to coming on board with the years.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've had a pretty varied background. I was in a job several years ago with Valley Bank and M&I as the VP of marketing. Yeah. And then as I evolved and moved on to Community First Credit Union for a while, I was both VP of marketing and VP of business development. And now I specialize solely in business development. And I kind of like that, as we talked about, because it allows me to get out in the community with the people. And SBA, you know, is something that all the way along throughout my career, we've been involved in, regardless of who I've been working with, and it is a really good program. And, you know, one of the things we can touch on is if SBA is an option, and that's what we try to encourage.
You do SBA lending now?
We do, yes. Okay. Yep. And we encourage people that come to talk to us to do research on SBA. We will assist them many times. That's part of this whole referral process.
Just for the listener, that SBA meaning Small Business Administration guaranteed loans.
Right.
Government guaranteed backed loans.
Gotcha. And it reduces the risk to the lender, again, because a portion of the loan is guaranteed. And many times what we're doing is initially listening to the need, understanding what the best fit might be, making some recommendations, just as we would do with us, you know, for SCORE and their mentoring. Maybe it's the Venture Center for somebody that to enroll in an eSeed course to learn how to develop a business plan. And then we look at providing other agencies or services in terms of referrals, such as the AdvoCap in Winnebago County, CAP Services in Outagamie County, maybe WIDA. But SBA is kind of the driver. I think the key here is that it's our job as a lender to look at packaging up several programs potentially in aggregate to get someone over the hump or perhaps meet their lending need and reduce the risk to the credit union.
Chip, we often talk about the value and the importance of a business plan. How does Lakeview Credit Union look at the business plan? How critical is that in its your evaluation of a business performance?
We see that as being really critical. And the thing that I tell people is don't feel you need to be in a rush. In other words, if you're going to make that kind of a commitment to your venture in terms of money, time, relationships with your family, coworkers, you really want to focus on doing a good business plan. And as we know from working with you, Tony, in terms of cash flow and some of the things that we do at our business to put our loans into a presentation format, you know, the financials are key. So it's doing good research, being in depth, being passionate about what you're trying to do, being able to feel you can learn along the way, being dynamic and allowing your plan to change and grow.
These are the qualities that the business owner needs to possess.
Yes.
To be able to succeed.
And a plan needs to be organized. And again, with resources such as SCORE or the SBA or even seeing me, we can provide templates or shells for business plans so people understand what spaces need to be filled in and perhaps getting, you know, good information from resources.
Okay, we're talking business right here this morning with Chip Coonan from Lakeview Credit Union. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network at News Talk 1150 WHBY. We're going to take a short pause. Be right back. We're going to give out the phone numbers. See you on the other side.
Or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or AssociatedBank.com. Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
If I have a will, do I really need estate planning? A will is simply one piece of an estate plan. Often a trust is a preferred tool if privacy, taxes, creditor protection, or probate costs are a concern. Epiphany Law offers legal expertise in estate planning, which empowers you with the tools you need to protect yourself and your loved ones. Epiphany Law, a boutique law firm offering legal expertise for your family's future. More information is online at epiphanylaw.com.
Okay, we're back in the air talking business right here on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush. And we are talking this morning with Chip Coonan. Chip is the VP of Business Development over at the Lakeview Credit Union, three branches here in the Fox Cities. And you've been there what now, Chip? Did you say 5 years?
Yeah, a little bit. So I think it's just about between 5 and 6 years.
All right. And the branch you're at is the one right on Oneida Street.
Correct. That's our newest branch.
Yeah. Just south. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I've been in there. It's
We're just south of 441. The neat thing about that branch is it's designed kind of in a contemporary fashion where we use teller pods so that the people, the employees serving members, come out to greet them and actually work with them at a station. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a different
more friendly.
Setup. It is, yeah. I like that feel. That Let's talk maybe products over at the credit union. Somebody coming in, what can they expect? What kind of products, what kind of services are you going to...
Well,
since it's a business show and I'm working in the business area, I'm going to focus mostly on the business
products. Yeah.
It is a full-service credit union.
It is a full-service credit union. But for the purposes of today, I'll touch just a little bit on some of the business services that we offer. Of course, we have a full line of business checking, savings, and money market accounts. Mm-hmm. The thing that I often tell people that ask about our checking accounts is that perhaps compared to the larger commercial banks that do analysis on accounts in terms of how they charge fees and count transactions and so forth, our checking accounts are very simple. Right. They're straightforward. We pay interest on all the balances, and the structure of them is easy to understand, and it's low cost. It's affordable. And again, that goes back to touching on serving that niche of small to medium-sized businesses. We also offer a full line of business loan products, you know, including the traditional business loan, business lines of credit, business credit cards, mm-hmm. and we feel we're very competitive. Again, being a co-op in terms of the credit union structure allows us to give more back to our members, and that they really enjoy those benefits in the form of better rates or lower cost or free services such as, say, electronic banking, PC banking, PC bill pay, the use of debit cards. Right. All of those to our businesses are offered free of charge. We also are an SBA lender, which we talked a little bit about earlier, and having the express status allows us to put loans together perhaps in a more efficient manner, a faster manner for approval, mm-hmm. And that's, you know, a good thing to be able to have to provide when an SBA
might is there work. A loan committee sitting that does make decisions on the loans, though, but
yes.
It's all done locally here, but
it's all done locally. I mean, again, we have a group of people, management within the credit union, and we meet on a regular basis, and we analyze loans, and we make decisions. We use a great product that actually we've worked with Tony on, the Financializer, which is a software that we're able to load in the data for business loans and create a great presentation and something that really encompasses all things we need to be able to track and check and analyze, and then that allows us to make good decisions. We also have products such as offering businesses things like payroll processing to make it easy to pay their employees, direct deposit, payroll deduction services. I talked about some of the technology things, mm-hmm. and then we have a subsidiary, Lakeview Investment Services, a gentleman named Mike Verstegen, who I work with frequently to make referrals to. And Mike helps businesses set up 401k plans or SEP employee plans.
Oh, yeah.
And he also works with business owners on their investment needs, whether it's business or personal. And he provides support and has done a nice job with me and my customers dealing with business succession planning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to give out the phone numbers in case you want to give a call. Maybe there's somebody out there that's worked with Chip. I'm sure there is. Call us at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're in the Green Bay area, it's 271-1150. If you're outside of maybe Fond du Lac or over in the Chilton area, 866-887-1150. And we'll get you right in here. And in fact, we may even give a book away or two if we get a caller.
Which book?
Well, we'll give away Mao Nguyen, who's coming on the air in the next couple of weeks, one of our score counselors.
That's a good book.
Yeah.
What about Chip's Guide to Business Lending?
Sure, when you write it, we'll give it away.
Let's go for it.
All right.
Well, just what we've been hearing, and I think there's just so much, dust out there about the banks aren't lending, the banks aren't friendly anymore, the lending institutions are kind of closer. What's going on with that, Chip? Maybe I'm just going to ask you to give me a little bit of a synopsis on what you see happening right now with that.
Well, obviously, with the some of the economic collapse we've had at a national level and the slower economy locally, you know, there's kind of a trickle-down effect. And what happens is that the tightening of credit certainly happens, especially where some institutions have had run into problems with loan portfolio, charge-offs, you know, writing down loans. You know, some of that is brought on by the bad economy. Some of it, frankly, I think was brought on by
certain financials and in investment firms, probably the larger national ones, kind of being loosey-goosey on some of the standards. And, and some of this rolls over from the mortgage side, where there's been problems, to the business side and to all of banking. So, but at a local level, you know, we have a fairly good economy here, and I think it's strong with a backbone of, you know, manufacturing base and as well as a lot of other diverse industries. And, you know, we, for us, it's business as usual. We're trying to lend. We've got money available to lend. As we talked earlier about, we've seen a lot of customers come over from other financials because they're looking for that personal touch. They're looking for someone local who will take care of them.
And in the mix today in this economy, Chip, you've had the experience at Lakeview Credit Union where a good company is operating at a larger financial institution, and the larger financial institution makes a conscious decision to just not deal with that small of a company anymore.
That's correct. I mean, we've seen that with a number of local businesses, and you know what they're telling us is we have good credit. We went through a process of getting approved and being a bank customer for a number, you know, for say a few years, but a lot of times what the larger banks may be doing is saying, we just don't want to deal with a loan that's fairly small, you know, $100,000, $150,000, $200,000. They're looking to, you know, the amount of work that gets put into it maybe isn't cost effective for them.
Even loans up to $500,000 sometimes are considered too small.
Correct.
But for the community bank, the community credit union, the Lakeview Credit Union, decision making involved in the community financial institution you are, you look at those.
Absolutely, and we've brought several businesses over, you know, as a result of starting and those relationships, having the dialogue. I ran recently some numbers, statistics from our credit union at Lakeview, and the average loan size that I looked at among all of our loans, you know, and then dividing that out, is about $88,000 on average. So we really are truly helping small businesses.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a niche that you know that you found and been able to tap into. Now, what, you know, when I talk to banks, especially, I hear the flap about, well, we'd like to make loans, but it's the bank examiners that are kind of putting this pressure on us if we really do. So you're darned if you do, and you're darned if you don't. So what's going on with that? I mean, you're the same bank examiners that are looking at banks, or is it different?
Well, credit unions are primarily in Wisconsin state chartered, so we're governed by state regulators primarily, but the NCUA, which is the equivalent of the FDIC to the banks, very similar in how they approach the examination process. So they're the national entity. I guess what I'd say is there are similarities, and what happens, especially when some of these changes have occurred and they've come down more stringently as a result of what we've seen with the bigger banks in this country, the unfortunate thing is a lot of the changes in the regulatory structure and certain things that get put forward as far as exams do trickle down to the local level, to the smaller financials. You know, and it's frustrating at times because we didn't, as credit unions, take any TARP money or even have the opportunity to get it.
Right.
And yet we sort of pay the price in an increased regulation environment.
Yeah. I think, too, and I agree with what you said, Chip, and at Lakeview Credit Union, you do a pretty good job of communicating to the business borrower what you're going to need to underwrite their loan to pursue an approval within the context of the new regulations. Oftentimes, some lenders tend to use the excuse that the examiners are tightening things up. Well, they are. We're going back to basics, and that's really not tightening things up. That's just going back to basics, and we're not having the freewheeling lending anymore. But I think at Lakeview, you do a good job, and other lenders do a good job of communicating to the borrower what the lender's going to need to still be in compliance to get the deal done.
That is correct. And, you know, where lenders perhaps in the past with values that were increasing were able to forego or work around having to do an appraisal every time they do a loan, say, on commercial real estate or rental properties or whatever. Now, you know, the regulators are saying it virtually all the time we want to see a new appraisal done. And there's nothing wrong with that, but like Tony said, you need to be very clear and upfront when you're dealing with that business about what you need, putting together a good file, which creates a good write-up, and having all that information rather than getting it piecemeal and,
right,
and not being able to provide someone an answer because it drags on.
Now, I'm thinking, you know, especially if you've got a group of people that are reviewing loan applications as they come in, coming around the table, there's got to be some kind of a criteria that you're going to adhere to when you're doing that. Just for listeners that maybe want to come and approach you about lending, maybe just shoot out what some of those, that criteria is, people.
What I'll do is just kind of summarize. A lot of this I learned from Tony and others over the years who have been business lenders for a good share of their career. You know, I'd say that when lenders are evaluating the risks of the loans they're considering, the three primary things that we see, and it's kind of in this order of importance, are quality, which means the less risk, the better. You know, this is why SBA loan guarantees and other programs are important for startups. They help banks reduce their risk.
Mm-hmm.
Income, like any business, you know, lenders really have to cover expenses and make money. I mean, and it's about a win-win
right.
relationship.
Right.
If you lowball with a lender and all you care about is price, you know, the lender may not be warm and fuzzy to you. They have to make a living like anybody else.
Right.
Quantity. Lenders need to make a number of different types of loans in order to diversify their portfolio and spread their risk.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get into the three C's, and again, many people have heard this, the three C's, from our standpoint that, you know, lenders are looking at as criteria to make a loan decision are character. You know, that being your experience and your ability to make good decisions, your word is your bond to repay your debt, capacity, the cash flow from your company is really the primary method of your loan repayment. It's not simply profits, but it's cash flow. And then collateral.
Collateral.
That being the secondary methods to back up your loan behind cash flow, what you can use to secure a loan.
Well, I've always been told I'm kind of a character, so I think we got Sue on the line. Sue, are you with us?
Good morning.
Good morning,
Sue.
And how are we all today?
Oh, we are better than we deserve, all of us.
Oh, that's good. I just got some these questions.
Go ahead.
As a credit union, you know, me being in a business that I'm in, and these are just small things that I became aware of. Like, for example, do you charge a company to deposit checks from their business? Do you charge a company to get change? You know, all these little things.
Little,
add up.
Yep.
Do you offer credit card processing?
I'll be happy to answer that question, Sue. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. I'll try to handle them in the order that you stated your questions. Depositing items into a checking account and fees. What happens is with checking accounts, as I said earlier, ours are structured fairly simply, and I think that they're very affordable. We really don't have many fees in regard to our checking accounts. For a small business, doesn't require a minimum balance if you maintain a certain amount of activity or use of the account. The thing about items deposited is when paper checks are processed, it's the single highest cost to a financial is running those through and dealing with all the paper. So we have a fairly simple structure where with one account, you can have up to 50 checks per month deposited free, and then the price after that is 10 cents each. Or in a different account, which pays interest, you can have up to 100 checks deposited free per month before there's a fee. And that would be the only kind of fee that would apply. The thing about our accounts that I like, too, is that in order to quantify a minimum balance, what we do is we count up all the activity during the month from all of your accounts, and we basically are dealing with aggregating balances in all your deposit relationship that will actually determine your minimum balance. And then when we're talking about change for our members, we provide that service free of charge. And then credit cards processing and debit cards, yes, we do offer that. We have a very good program. We work with a vendor, Merchants Choice Card Services, which is located in Hortonville.
Local firm.
We have a very competitive offering there.
Yep.
Hopefully it answers your questions.
Hey, Sue, okay. I thank you very much. And send some cookies, will you? We're all getting hungry.
Send me some books. I have one more question for you.
All right,
in reference to a person went into your facility, and let's say they wanted a $100,000 loan, do you require a 30% down payment or your own money put into this?
The answer to that really does depend on the loan and depends on the credit of the person looking to borrow, depends on the nature of what the loan is for, and perhaps what other collateral can be put in place besides a down payment. Yeah, typically we require a down payment, but the amount of it can vary. Sometimes it's 20%, it could be more.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Sue.
Appreciate the call. Okay, we are coming up on a break. We're talking with Chip Coonan here at Lakeview Credit Union. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY. We'll be right back.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Owning a small business is tough.
One way to make it easier is to do your business banking with Lakeview Credit Union.
Lakeview is a small business too, and as president, I think it's important for us to take the time to work with our members. So I hired Chip Coonan, who's committed to helping businesses succeed.
Like Tim and Dave Bennett of Visionary Metals. They moved all their business accounts to Lakeview after a large bank told them they were no longer a good fit.
Are you tired of the way your bank is treating you?
Give me a call at Lakeview. You'll find great service for all your borrowing and deposit needs, including better rates and lower fees. Plus, all our decisions are made locally.
Chip has more than 25 years of financial experience and will be happy to give you a confidential, no-cost analysis of your current business accounts.
And if we can save you money, we'll show you exactly how. Give us a look. We have great rates, excellent terms.
And Chip,
call 729-5100 or check us out online at lakeviewcu.org.
Money made easy for your business at Lakeview Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Estate planning is not just about you. It's about ensuring that your loved ones aren't burdened by your failure to plan. Estate planning maintains control and clarifies your wishes, which can minimize the discord that sometimes arises at death. Epiphany Law offers legal expertise in estate planning and can offer a complete plan that avoids probate and protects your loved ones when you're gone. Epiphany Law. A boutique law firm offering legal expertise for your family's future. More information is online at epiphanylaw.com.
Okay, we are coming down the stretch on Biz Talk. Our guest, Chip Coonan, this morning, and we're just about out of time, so we want to kind of wrap up this morning. Chip, why don't we give out a phone number? People can give you a call this week, too, and get a hold of you. Let's go where Chip is.
Well, the easiest way to reach me, I'm out on the road a lot, is my cell phone, which is 920-202-1945.
1945.
Tony calls me just about every day.
Every day. Need some help?
Where's my documentation?
Now, Chip. The other thing we ask our guests for is a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom, something you want to leave the listening audience, help them along.
All right. Well, I'm going to lead into that with just a quick summary of a couple of things.
We have about 1.5 minutes.
Yep. What I guess what I would say to sum up today's program, we can spend another whole session just on developing a business plan.
And, we will.
And going about that. But, you know, with a business, planning is critical to your success. Take the time to do things right. Become educated. Knowledge is power. Understand your numbers. You will live or die by them. You know, be passionate about your business plan and your venture. And if a financial says no to you, Ask why, go back, refine your numbers, improve your plan, and shop it around. One more thing that I'd like to highlight is that I recently read a national survey that asked small businesses, what are your most important needs in establishing a banking relationship? The answers were, in this order of importance, five things: access to credit, expertise, establishing a relationship, menu choices for loans and deposits, and finally, convenience and flexibility. My wisdom, my pearl of wisdom, is the Boy Scout motto, be prepared. This statement sums up, I think, what we're talking about today.
That's it. That's it for Biztalk. We'll see you next Saturday morning.
And next Saturday, our guest is going to be Mike Pulvermacher from eBiz Results in Oshkosh. We're going to be talking IT stuff.
I'll be not present, but you'll be here covering the bases.